Facts of Life, episode 4. We made it.
We did, man. 4 weeks, bro.
Yeah. Not without a few stop swearing comments.
Yeah. You know what? We're just us, man. Yeah. Unapologetically us.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been accused before of being an equal opportunity offender, and I'm proud of that. You know what I'm saying?
It's fine, man.
It's fine, bro.
We're doing what we do, taking them on a journey.
Absolutely. So listen, this week we got my man, Pusha T, man. King Push.
One of your best friends.
Yeah, bro.
And becoming one of mine.
Yeah, bro. He loves you, man. He loves you. Yo, listen. Guy's an animal. Arguably one of the best rappers of all time.
Definitely.
He just finished the Something in the Water Festival in Virginia.
Killed it.
Week before, well, 2 weeks before was Coachella, right?
Best dressed, killed
that,
it.
Man, that set looked crazy. His set looked crazy. Listen, the guy's a legend, man. I don't know what else more I could say about him, man. Listen, you know, bar for bar, an animal.
I learned so much about him during the podcast. Right? I just kind of sat there and like listened to the story because it's so good.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he goes in. He tells us about Pharrell, Timbaland, the whole Virginia crew.
Don't spoil it. We'll get in there. We'll get in there. So check it out. This is episode 4. Pusha T. As usual, follow along on the playlist on Spotify or head to our website, tracksoflife.com. Have some fun with us. Let's do it.
Episode 4.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street, Essential Television.
He was like, yo, did you read email? I'm like, bro, I'm about to go sit down with you. Like, why do I gotta read email?
Yeah. I gotta be honest too, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm a fan of your music, but I'm most stoked because he keeps telling me fucking stories about you guys, and I just like, I feel like I'm like left out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
No, yeah, because for sure.
It's like, I'm your second family.
Yeah, yeah. We go on adventures, B. We definitely
for
go on
sure.
adventures, man. Yeah. So, yeah, but so I mean, you know, I mean, I know you 10 years now, man. So
yeah.
It's like, fuck, dude. We've literally been around the world together and back. But, you know, what we're here to talk about is like, you know, your life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I know you're from Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for
if you
sure.
want to, and I know that you molded the sound of Virginia. I mean, you were there.
Yeah.
You know, and then which became the sound of the world, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, everybody followed the suit of what they created, you know? So, I mean, if, you know, is there, I mean, we could just jump into it then, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was, you know, when you gave me the heads up, I just started thinking about it. And,
it's hard, right?
I remember. No, it was actually really easy.
All right.
That's dope.
It was
That's
super dope. Easy. 1995, my last year of high school, there was a song called Shook Ones Part 2 that
nasty.
Ruined, 100% ruined my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Like, I had already, like, probably by eighth grade.
Yeah.
So I'm in 12th grade, but by eighth grade, I was already just, you know, deviant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just outside and shit.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
it wasn't for you. What? The schooling, the class, the stat quo, baby.
I don't think school was for any of us.
The wild part about it was we joke about it today. And I have a friend who ended up being a teacher. She's my best friend. Her name is Tracy. And we joke about how during that time we would skip school every day. We'd skip school every day. The end of the 9 weeks ends, and I'd get a report card that has E's, D's, and I's as an incomplete.
Incomplete. Like, and where were you?
Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Made up a letter.
we had our own phone lines. Yeah. So the school would call my own phone line, like from like middle school.
Uh-huh.
So I never went to school.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you mean your own phone line at the crib?
Yeah, at the crib.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, so
you're like the real life Ferris Bueller.
Right, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Full on. Oh, full on Ferris Bueller. Yeah. Full on.
You had it set up, like, yeah, yeah.
So you know, with that being said, you know, me and Tracy would take it upon ourselves to like, all right, we both fail out first semester.
Mm-hmm.
Next semester, we'd be like, nah, man, we ain't gonna do this again. Like,
right.
You know, and like
we gotta
get
it together.
Yeah, like we come back and make like honor roll. Like, and it was just about you know, it was just about applying ourselves, and we like just knew early on that like, man, it, like school just wasn't. It wasn't a thing that like we felt like we had to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we had to do it for like our parents.
Of course. Yeah.
But it wasn't a thing that we like, we knew that we were on another path.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah.
So by the time I got into, by the time 95 hit, man, you know, this record Shook Ones.
Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep, Shook Ones Part 2. I was already deviant. But I'm seeing these motherfuckers in Hennessy jerseys and bandanas yeah. riding around in Acura Legends. Shit,
you're like, I want
my dream
that.
Car.
Yeah, yeah,
my
exactly.
dream car. Everything that I was doing from eighth grade up to high school, I said, I'm turning this shit up because I got to get all of this shit.
And I'm not going to get that here is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew I wasn't going to get it here.
You're like,
you know,
oh, fuck, I got to be there.
Music was a thing. It wasn't even a thing of mine.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
So right now, it's not, music wasn't your path to that.
No,
you were watching
no.
that was the street vibe. You were like, yo, that's what they're doing.
100%.
Yeah. But were you like, was it like a part of your life otherwise? Like not making it, but like.
Yeah. 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 No. Because my brother, he's 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He always wrote music.
Okay. Oh,
cool. Like as a child, he wrote music.
All right.
And him being 5 years older than me, that was the one thing that I could do
yeah, with him.
No. That was the one thing.
No. He was the big brother.
Hell
he was like, no.
Yeah.
No, fuck off.
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. That was it. And what I would do, I would like take his rap book. I'd take his rap book. I'd take his Michael Jackson scrapbook.
Yeah.
And I'd rip pages out and I'd do shit like that just to get his attention.
Oh, okay. All right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't
5 years older than me. He wasn't fucking with me.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. Yeah.
They were like,
my brother's 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to be a part of it so bad.
Yeah.
And you're like whatever. Like, my brother can't play the fucking radio. Like,
right.
He literally can't clap on beat.
Right.
So it wasn't music for that. But it was like, it doesn't matter what they're doing. You're like, I want to be with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to be down so bad. And the ill part about it was, like I said, those 5 years, if he's 13, right? I'm 8.
Right.
My brother's 13. The only way we still, like my mom was on some like, listen, you know, she made my brother like really take care of me. Really, really stay with me the whole time, so on and so forth. And he used to be mad because he was writing raps at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have to take me over Timbaland's house with him.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So it was like...
And Timbaland is just... Like, we know the almighty Timbaland, but he's just up the street type of
Yeah, he's just up the street. He's just like... Yeah. Him and my brother were in a gang together.
Wow. Wow.
And
so he was just like... He wasn't...
That's
he was
the homie
just,
Timbaland.
He was just like the dude.
Yeah, he's just a DJ.
Yeah.
Full DJ, nothing. Yeah. Nothing crazy, nothing. So, you know, like, music was always there. But I was always looking at it through someone else's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. So I didn't, at this time, I'm 8. Like I said, I'm 8. I don't even understand it.
Right.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why you're writing songs.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you're like,
yeah, I'm like, what are you doing,
point?
Idiot?
Right.
Like,
right.
That's for the people on TV.
Right, right.
Like,
let's
what's
get
up?
This. Let's, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, you know, as I got older, I came to find out that my brother was pretty popular in that whole circuit of rapping.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's like a Virginia Beach thing. And they would, you know, they're old enough. So they go down to Virginia Beach and then they rap.
Right.
Boom.
And this is when, and this is the birth of Virginia. This is like the time when it's going,
this is the
Teddy
birth.
Teddy Riley, right? And then.
Teddy isn't even here yet.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just trying to put a timeline on it. Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
Teddy's not even really here yet. He's on his way.
Got it. He's on his way.
Maybe in the next year or two.
Got it. Okay.
So like these guys are just young. It's my brothers. Timbaland. It's Magoo. It's Pharrell.
Sure.
And I don't know Pharrell at this time at all.
He's just another guy.
Yeah. Who lives up the street.
Right.
I don't know him at all.
Yeah.
So he actually my best friend who I was talking about, he wanted to date her. And I used to be with her all the time. So one day he came up to me like, "Yo, man, what's up, man? You like that's your girl or whatever?" And I was like, "Nah, that's my own girl." In talking, he was like, "Wait a minute, are you Jeans' brother? Are you crazy?" He was like, "Man, can I get your brother in the studio with me?" And I'm like,
"Wait," and that's when you realize,
yeah,
you're like my brother.
And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, I said no. I was like, right. "Nah, he messed with Tim. Right. He don't really rock.
Yeah, he got his crew.
He from over this side. Yeah, we from over this side.
Right.
So he was like, "No, like man, your brother's like ill. He be down the beach rhyming, da da da." And
inside, you're like, "Is he really talking about my brother?"
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Be like again, I'm too young to that 5 years.
He's just your brother.
I missed it.
Yeah,
you know, I missed their thing. But evidently they have a thing where he's admired.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, from there, you know, like I said, like the music was always there. Once I came back home with the story, connected those two, you know, skipping school, I'm hanging out with them and I'm watching them now make music. Okay, ultimately make music. Timbaland, this is when his rise, when he moved to Jersey to like work on all the Jodeci stuff and all of that. So he left and my brother was now free to, you know, work with other people. And Pharrell and Chad were right there.
Chad was around already too?
Oh, hell yeah. No. We skipped school. I skipped school to stay, to go to Chad's house. We had from 9 a.m. to like 5, we would stay there. His parents would come home and go crazy on us at 5.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like what are you doing here?
Yeah, why? Like, I don't want to hear all this noise, all that type of swag.
Yeah, we worked all day. Like, we trying to chill out. Now. Yeah, sure.
They're probably cool with it now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah. Things are different. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Living life, man.
Can y'all come back and make some more noise?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Right.
So now we're talking about, so the Shook Ones, part two.
Yeah.
And then now you're a little bit older.
Yeah, now I'm older. Shook Ones, part two is, I'm older. I'm in my last year of high school. I'm rapping a little bit, but so much, so little that it's not even cool to tell like my friends that I'm rapping.
Okay,
like my friends are like, "You rapping? Like what?
Right.
The
f-
Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we're fully outside. Like I'm fully outside.
Like out there. Yeah.
And I looked at Mobb Deep, man. That was the template of the template of everything that I wanted at the time.
Okay.
They were like ill lyricist, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, like I said, my favorite car. They were talking about it, riding around an Axe.
Yeah.
Acura. That was the joy Acura back Legends.
Then, yeah, for sure.
Just the whole scene of Virginia at that time as well. It's the mid to early 90s. It is an influx of New York influence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the drug culture is...
It's on.
It's rocking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, if you just think about... If you think about that time and you think about every song within that time, who does not mention Virginia Beach in a record?
Yeah.
From Biggie to Mace to Raekwon to...
Because, they talking about going down there, getting money, getting money with their people down there, you know, sending their money down there.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then they're growing. Yeah, yeah, for sure, dude. For sure.
It's like, you know, Shook Ones just... really personified everything, you know.
Like that first bar. The first bar, yeah.
Listen, it just really spoke to me as a youth and as a kid, just really, like I said, just being deviant and really trying to be out there.
Yeah, okay, got it, dope, man. And then, so that wasn't about music for you. That was about the street life.
Yeah, for sure.
You were writing your raps, but that's not... That pushed you into a different direction. That pushed you into that, you know, the street culture.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't so much that it pushed me there. It was definitely one of the things that I was just like, man, fuck this. I'm about to go hard.
Yeah,
like, motherfuckers is buying like real cars and real shit. Like,
It like highlighted it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, nah, I'm stepping out.
What am I doing here? Like, I need to be, I get it.
And then rap just happened to be, like I said, it was a,
maybe a hobby, or is it?
Yeah, like it was a hobby, and it was something that Pharrell and Chad, they made me know that it was a reality. We're all hanging out. Mm-hmm. Like I said, him and my brother are making songs. Right. I don't, like I said, it's 95.
Right.
I'm like slightly rapping.
Right.
My first deal.
You're not an animal yet. Yeah, you're not
my first deal and searching for my deal, I think I got it in 97, right?
Okay.
And the running joke for my manager, who was from New York at the time, his name's Rob Walker, he was like, yo, man, like, what are you going to tell people? Like, you ain't have to battle nobody. You ain't have to do nothing. Like, right. You don't even have no story.
Because New York is different than musically. Like, yeah, sure.
You know, so, you know, like I said, at this time, it was slight rap. You can't even tell people that you rap.
Yeah.
Like, that was something the generation before me, it was cool for. Right. My generation, it was like, no, we ain't rapping. Like,
we outside. We getting money.
We getting to the money.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I don't know, man. Like, you know, when I just think about that time and I think about that record, I think that had a stronghold on every. I mean, I remember running through the hallways in school and arguing with people who thought that Boot Camp Click was better than Mobb Deep.
Right.
And I was like,
you're crazy.
No.
Yeah, no way.
Like, are you bugging?
Yeah,
like,
no, Mobb
like,
Deep. Yeah.
Like, these are the arguments we're
like
having.
Your school's representative.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got a problem with them? Yeah.
Because of me. Right. For sure. Should we listen to a little bit of the song?
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Let's get to it.
All right, let's see. Mobb Deep, Shook Ones Part 2. This is the part where you pause and follow along. Go to the website, tracksoflife.com, or our Spotify playlist and listen along. We'll wait right here.
My favorite rapper for so long, Prodigy. Man, he was so ill to me because he was like wild poetic and he didn't rhyme all the time. And usually he'd say something so poignant in that part. I'm like, man, he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT.
And that pushed you full stream. Yeah, I get it.
Full stream into like rhyming and just knowing like again, it was actually loving that and actually having like the Neptunes, my brother, mm-hmm. the Teddy Riley,
sure.
Yeah.
coming to my area mm-hmm. in like yellow Ferraris and purple MPVs shit. Like, I don't even know like this exists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
did you feel like
all of that energy?
Did you feel like behind because you started later?
Or
did you feel like, or did you just jump in and say?
No. I totally just jumped in, and I jumped in because, you know, it was a thing where my brother, it took so long, for him to like finish full songs.
So you were looking at it as like the amount of time it takes to do that. I could be doing this type of shit.
Yeah, like yo, I can cut. Listen, we a group. Right. I can cut it in half.
Right. Because you only got to do that, and I could do this.
Exactly.
And listen, and everybody loved the idea.
Uh-huh.
My brother for sure loved the idea. I was like, man, let me write this rhyme real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pharrell and what his producer had on was like, oh my God, wait a minute, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the time, it was a rap group by the name of Cain and Abel.
Okay.
Y'all remember them?
No.
From No Limit.
Uh-uh.
No Limit, Cain and Abel. Uh-huh. Look it up.
Yeah.
They're twins.
Yeah.
Man.
They're like, from New Orleans or they just were signed to No Limit?
I don't know. Right. I don't know if they were from New Orleans or not. They was like, they call like dope charges. It was wild.
Yeah. They were
they was them guys.
No, because Jordan, you got to remember at this time, I noticed hip hop's not really your thing.
No, at but this dude, point, I was like learning guitar and playing Blink 182.
No, but listen. Hip hop was like the extension of the streets at this time. I mean, it still is.
Yeah.
Not as much, but like, well, maybe it is. I don't want to say that. But back then, it was like these guys were getting their money.
Yeah.
And they had to do something with it.
Yeah.
So it was like, but the world wanted to hear about that culture. You know what I mean? The world did. Like, not just, it wasn't just for the guys doing it. It was like the kids like me, the little white kids. And you know what I'm saying?
Dude,
this is what's going on. I was banging it in the car. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was back then, man. You know? So that's what was happening, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
And then they heard the clips.
Yeah.
Man.
It was a whole other thing, man.
Yeah, no, listen. I was saying Pharrell put on his producer hat,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like, "Yeah, man, two dark skinned guys mm-hmm. from Virginia, it'd be the same thing as Cain and Abel, like, you know." like, you guys just look mean. And the name of the group, y'all are dark, so we're going to call it Full Eclipse. And Fat Joe had a crew called a Full Eclipse crew.
Oh, yeah?
And,
yeah,
man, I, like, you know.
You already had T-shirts made.
We love Fat Joe.
Yeah.
At, you know, like.
For sure.
All of that early.
Yeah.
He had the tech in his hand with the army jacket.
Oh, no, he was nasty.
And the big chain. And we was like, wait a minute, we can't be Full Eclipse?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Joe. It was like, yeah, we can't be Full Eclipse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
So we had to.
It's Joe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's Joe. So we was like, you know what? Nah, we the Clips. Yeah. We the Clips. That's how the name and everything came about.
Dope, man. Dope. And then that's history. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other, you know, that's a whole other level of history right there, man.
I feel like my whole life was sort of shaped by the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like we're lucky to have been around. Like, 90s is that, like, joke that people make now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, 90s kids remember. But the fucking 90s were...
Bro,
like,
was
in hindsight,
awesome.
Especially, yeah. It's like...
Tech was just getting there, right? Around. I'm talking about phones and internet and shit like that. But at the same... Man. But it's like...
But, like, fashion, like...
Yeah, it's fire.
Listen, we're still pulling from the 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Like, does anybody realize that, like... let's just talk about fashion.
Yeah.
It's like, totally 90s now.
It's all 90s.
Full on, man.
All
it
90s.
Is,
it's like it's like it feels weird too that the 90s have come back around. Like we were there for the 90s and now they're back around.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's so dope.
Oh no, for sure. No, I look at I'm not gonna lie, I go visit my parents and some of my clothes and shit are still there and I'm just like, I'm bringing this home.
Yeah, right?
I can't fit in it, but I'm going to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, Saint Laurent is just 90s clothes now.
Yeah,
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, a little 100%. Bit oversized, but not like baggy oversized.
Yeah, baggy 100%. Enough, but yeah,
with like
sure.
A little bit of tie-dye, but it's like three-color tie-dye. Right, it's not just like, you know?
Totally. 100%.
T, tell us about, tell us another song, man.
I have to go. I'm gonna go a year later.
Oh, all right, 96.
I'm gonna go a year later in 96, and say Dead Presidents.
Oh, ooh, man, yeah,
Dead all right. Presidents.
Yeah,
Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt.
Yep, nasty. Dark vibes.
Dark, super dark. But I mean, was the actual soundtrack for the area at the time.
Should we listen? Let's listen to it first.
Okay.
Because I know this one. I'm stoked because I know this
all
one.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Jay-Z, Dead Presidents. This one's not on Spotify, so it's not on the playlist. But look for it on YouTube or Tidal. Pause. Listen to it. We'll be right here.
I got to tell you guys the whole story of me even being introduced to this.
I got to hear it.
So like.
Because this brought me. This is like. My thing is this, T. Music is a time machine, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's like I'm sitting there listening to it and I'm just like, yo, I just got my license.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
right,
like, yo, right. I was riding. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just picturing that song and I'm just like, I'm like sitting there with my eyes closed, like, man, I'm there right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. My parents, we just moved to Florida. Like, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling this right now, man. Let's hear it though, man.
No, I want to feel, come listen, on. So 96. 96 is my first year of college.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Norfolk State University for 1 year. Just to give you the backdrop of what's Virginia is. Like I said, New York influence, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Drug culture, incredible.
It's everywhere.
Not a rap song without Virginia, Norfolk State. This is the mixtape era.
Okay.
This is the mixtape
era. Oh, it's full on, the golden era.
Full on mixtape.
This is what it is,
You know, and now.
You and nobody without one.
Listen, I'm driving. I have to drive. I drive to school, Norfolk State University. Outside of Norfolk State University is a guy named Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
He sold all the mixtapes. If you go back to the Clue, DJ Clue mixtapes, DJ Clue is telling everybody on his mixtape, he's gonna kill Cliff for bootlegging his tape.
Cliff had it popping. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
anything. Cliff was the dude.
Listen, but and so much so, and putting a dent so much in
that he was noticed.
He was noticed.
Yeah,
by DJ Clue.
He was probably stoked.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like Clue would come down.
It's like the worst kind of threat is one that makes the dude excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, listen, Clue would come down, DJ parties at Norfolk State University or Hampton University, and you'd hear the stories of him, you know, coming to the 7-Eleven across the street from the campus.
Where Cliff be at.
Where Cliff be at. Yeah. chasing and, you know, all that type
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah. Cliff was good. Yeah.
This is like the energy.
Yeah.
And
it was vicious. It was dark. Yeah. It was nasty back then.
And,
man.
I would ride over there to get these tapes or whatever, mm-hmm. and was introduced to Jay-Z through these tapes. By the time this record came out, I was a full on Nas head, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said,
that's Queens,
yeah,
and Brooklyn. It's two different things.
It's Queens. It's a branch of the Mobb Deep,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Branch of the Mobb Deep thing that I'm already in fully in love with, whatever the case may be. And like I said, at the same time, I was outside and I was getting more entrenched in what was going on in the street, so on and so forth. I had some friends who were, you know, older than me. Mm-hmm. They were older than me. They lived in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah. They actually moved. Their money was up. Uh-huh. They moved to Virginia Beach, my town.
Uh-huh.
Me and Pharrell, we'd hang out with these guys. Pharrell's into music, you know. Streets gravitate to the music.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And, you
it's
know.
It's all love. It's all money. Right, everybody wants to be around each other.
Yeah, and we're younger. So me and Pharrell are younger. We play at the college campuses. We can bring the girls back to our street rich friends' houses.
Exactly. You know, and they loved it.
Who have the jacuzzi. They got the jacuzzi in the back, you know, all this type of shit going on.
We're not going to Auburn. We're going over there with them. Yeah, sure.
And we're playing music. So we're playing music and I'm like, man, nah, fuck that shit. Put that Illmatic on. Mm-hmm. That's my shit.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and was like, Illmatic?
Yeah, like, what are you talking
like,
about?
Like, what the fuck? Matter of fact, you talking about this guy right here with the like with the army jacket? Well, like, he waited all this time to get on TV and he got on an army jacket.
Right, right. He's not doing it.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. And now, mind you, I look up to these guys, like fully look up to the guys I'm talking about.
They're the local the hood superstar,
right?
Superstar.
Like stars.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo. They were like, nah, man, throw that Jay-Z on. Like, he talking that shit. Like, look, Jay-Z got on the Versace shit.
Right.
Like, and I'm listen,
not in no army jacket.
Listen, I'm straight up a polo Snow Beach kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, I'm snow, like, that's as high as it goes fashion wise.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm Ralph Lauren, Snow Beach.
And that's doing it to you. That's doing it.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, what the fuck is Versace? Like, I don't know what that shit is. Yeah. Get that shit out of silk.
Yeah.
Silk shit. Get that shit out of here.
That's not for me. That's for the bros, right? What are you doing?
Listen, like from that point on, just looking at how they admired Hove, like
once, the people you admired,
I admired Hove,
right?
And it was not only that; it was they liked the whole lifestyle of what Rockefeller embodied. They could tell me the stories of who Biggs was supposed to be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
At the you know what I'm saying? It was to me, and you know, like I said, I'm full on freshly 18.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
Yeah, like full on like I'm just turning 18 probably.
Yeah. Feeling like an adult but realizing,
And I'm like, wait a minute, it gets bigger than Mobb Deep in the act and I just in the Hennessy bottle in the jersey.
Yeah, because that's big to you.
Yeah.
That's big to you, yeah.
No, they told me, like, no, it's Versace, it's Cristal.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what none of this shit is.
Yeah.
I don't know what none of this shit is.
Dang, man.
And
they introduced another level.
That song solidified it all.
That song right there solidified everything for me. And I was like, damn, man. And then, you know, being in Virginia, then, you know, he was in Virginia. He's in, like, the Newport News area, which is not far. It's across the water. Right. It's, like, close.
Yeah, Virginia's big, but it's not. Like,
it's seven cities.
Yeah.
And
you
can reach all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick. In a car. You out there. Yeah, for sure.
I've been to Virginia Beach.
Uh-huh.
And I think Norfolk.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one venue in Virginia that's got a hot tub in the dressing room. And
100%. That is the Norva.
It's like the most. Yeah.
That is the Norva.
Yeah. See?
Yes.
It's the most disgusting hot tub in the world.
You went in it. You went in it, you nasty.
I haven't used that hot tub, but I've definitely seen that hot tub.
I've seen it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're nasty.
Yeah.
So, So now you've seen another side of hip hop, but street culture as well.
Yeah, no, fully another side of hip hop, another level of street culture, and you know, I realized that like there was just more. Mm-hmm. There was more out there. More out there to get, and then you know, just with the music and the sound bed and the backdrop being. You know, at this time now, the whole Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah.
The whole album.
Yeah.
I was just like, now I gotta step my fucking game up.
Sure. This all
shit
around.
This shit is real. And it sort of took me, it sort of matured me out of the Mobb Deep level of like, you know, Mobb Deep is like, you know, riding around with guns. Right. And
we're not talking, you know, about we're not talking about talent and art. We're talking about the level of like
mentality.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My mentality is like,
got it.
Oh no, you know, no girls like you to dress a certain way.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
The whole like
these
whole
fancy
kid.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like you gotta step it up. Like you what's that?
Ash the class.
Right. Ash the class. Yeah, exactly. For sure, yeah. Exactly.
ASAP though. ASAP, like right away.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it, man. Like the girls always love a thug, man.
Right.
But like they,
but it was a new thug. It was a clean thug. Yeah, sure. It was like, wait a minute, you could be clean with this.
His hands are clean. His nails are clean. Yeah.
Ride around like this all day.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And
yeah, the guy that tells the other people what to
do. Exactly, yeah, exactly. Sure.
Yeah.
But still kept it. It's still the same lane, but it's just showing you that you can do this too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it. I get it, man. So after, you know, you're realizing now that, you know, the cultures there are different. Like you've seen,
right?
You're from street life. You've seen this. You're into music.
Yes.
You recognize. You know. You're introduced to Jay-Z. You're learning about fly gear, everything. You know, and you're learning that there's another level to this.
Right.
Not quite musically you're talking about, but you're talking about level of life that you want to you're learning about. Right.
Right.
Am 100%. I understanding?
Yes. Yeah, totally. All right, totally.
And then that leads to what? Now, where are we at now?
This is, you know, and we're talking 96. Like I said, this is my first year of college.
Mm-hmm. 18.
Yeah, 18, my first year of college. And I knew college just wasn't going to be it because I just didn't have the time. Like I was
trying to get to that money.
Yeah,
man.
I was trying to get to the money. Yeah. I was totally into the streets. Mm-hmm. I was totally like, you know, the college thing was really about my parents. Like it was like, you know, just like, you know, doing what they think you're supposed
to do. Of
course. I know exactly what you mean.
Like, man, I would get jobs and get the uniform and leave.
Yeah.
Like I was going to work and put
Switch
on a uniform and never go to work.
There was no work.
There's no work. I'm going to college.
My dad still thinks I'm going to finish college.
Exactly. They listen.
Yeah.
They ask about it.
Every time I see him,
it's amazing.
There's one jab.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Dang.
I you know, you for one damn thing.
Yeah.
That's all they wanted.
Yeah.
That's all they wanted. I couldn't do it, Ma.
It's for them. And it's for them to tell their friends. It's them to tell your auntie. It's for, you know what I'm saying? It's he's over here doing this. No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
And I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, you know, like I said, I'm at college during this time. I'm now Mobb Deep educated. I'm Jay-Z educated. Mm-hmm. I am fully aware that rap can be a thing. I'm full speed ahead with rap.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to rap now. I'm making...
your own education.
Right. I'm making my first album. Mm-hmm. I am...
With Pharrell.
Like with Pharrell. Yeah. He's not Pharrell in the Neptunes yet.
Yeah, right.
But he's close.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know he's fly. You know he's dope.
No, he's fresh.
I mean, he's a nerd, but he's like...
No,
he's like,
fully
he's
fresh, though. Yeah, like his own person.
Yeah.
He's a nerd, but he's not an idiot.
Yeah.
Taught me... a lot about individuality.
Mm-hmm.
And
he knows a thing or two about that.
Yeah.
Sure.
But like, listen, my rap name is Terra, just a spin off of Terrence,
right.
My name. And he's like, you know, we're making these records and I would like keep having to run in and out of the studio doing my thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin who's from, actually, he moved from Danville, Virginia, a country place.
Mm-hmm.
And
Like real country.
It's country, but it's not. Okay. Like it's country, but you get your fucking head blown off.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He moves up here. He moves up here. He lives in a part of town called Portsmouth, Virginia, mm-hmm. which is like through the tunnel next to my college.
Okay. You know, close enough. You're right there.
Yeah. He has full drug house.
Uh-huh. He's getting it. He's at it.
You know, he's new to the neighborhood, though. They robbed the drug house. He now makes his little cousin, which is me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do what he says.
Right.
He makes his little cousin come from school to keep his clientele up.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're ready for it.
No, I'm not.
All right.
It's not my comfort zone.
Gotcha.
Area is not my comfort zone. Yeah. Portsmouth, Virginia is not my comfort zone at all.
Your folks are on the other side.
Listen, I tell them, I'm not going to say no, but I'm telling them I'm only going to stay until dark.
Right.
Before dark.
Right, right.
Yeah. Because what they got going on over that side is something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's like, hey.
I've heard about it. I don't want to see it.
Right. He was like, you know what? He was like, yo, that's something else. You know what? You're right about that. All right, cool. Just do that for me. If you can do that for me, little cuz, I'll do that.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah.
That's all going on. That's all going on and going back and forth while, you know, we're in the studio.
Sure.
Because
you're full on about your craft at this point. Yeah, you're going.
Full on about that. And Pharrell wants me to, like, listen to joints. I'll be like, all right, cool. I'm going to leave room. He'll be like, God damn, Pusha. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit here and like, listen, we got to get this shit right.
I mean,
I understand Pusha,
but like,
damn.
That's cool, but I'm over here. Like, sure.
And like, Pusha T, that's where the whole name comes from.
Pusha.
From him calling me that and him being angry with me for leaving the studio.
Right, yeah.
And not, you know, just concentrating on the music and being there to like, you know, give him...
You don't fully understand that, like, what it takes. You're into music, but you don't know that it's 100% or nothing with music.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he does.
He does, his life. Of course. Yeah.
But you got other stuff.
He's written Rump Shaker. He's tasted a bit of the juice that can be like,
he wants
follow
it.
This.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can have everything.
Yeah.
I ain't tasted it.
Yeah. So you don't. Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting it secondhand off of him.
Right.
But that ain't good enough.
Yeah, but you're getting money. Yeah. Like, you're surviving. Like, come on. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that being the case, man, I focus full on into music. We a year later, we had a record deal. Got dropped a year after that.
Wow.
And you know, because I never really tasted it, it really didn't matter that much.
It wasn't defeat, because it was just like something you tried. Okay,
something
it didn't work out right there. But you believed.
We believed. We tried. We were attached to some heavy producers, which made our advance be big. Number one.
So yeah,
and which was great for us. Then when we got dropped, we got another lump of money.
Sure,
just on some. However, the deals were structured.
Right. Yeah, it was different.
And they were trying to still cater to my homeboys, to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they took care of us. Exit. Party,
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, okay, well, cool.
Yeah.
We'll just make more records.
Right. We got
and
bread.
It was so fun. It was just like, it was not a thing.
Right. It was you with your boys. It's
right.
Pharrell. It's like, yeah.
That was it. Him and Chad. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. Same. Listen, still recording it. You know, we work in the studio, but we'll still record in the house.
Right.
Just as easy. Like, not a big deal. Until, you know, me and my brother were like separate in areas or whatever.
Physical areas.
Physical areas. Pharrell's at the studio. He's working and he makes this beat and he's like, listen, man, if you don't get here, I'm going to get this beat to Jay-Z.
Uh-huh. All right.
And at this time,
exactly.
At this time, this is where I was in my rap. Like, now mind you, we've gone through the story of me not telling people I rap.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's like sort of frowned upon.
Right.
To me being full steam ahead with rap. By the time this is 96, by the 2001, this is 5 years later. Mm-hmm. 5 years later,
2001 now. All right.
Yeah, he makes this beat and is like, "Listen, I'm gonna give it to Jay-Z." 5 years later, I'm like, "I feel like you shouldn't give anything to Jay-Z. Right. Are you bugging?
like,
I'm here. What do you
right,
mean?
Yeah, you know, like, I'm your pusher. What's
yeah,
up?
Like, where do we at?" Yeah. And he was like, "Well, you better get here,
right?
Because I'm gonna do it."
Yeah.
And
I can needless see him saying
to say,
that too,
needless to say, I ran straight to the studio.
Of course, yeah.
And it was grinding.
Ooh, let's listen to that. Grinding. Check it out. Playlist.
Grinding again, it was one of those records that I feel like had the impact it did because it was just that genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it spoke to who it spoke to
yeah.
at a time period in which that time period was everything that I was talking about at right. the time. And it just spoke to a real niche group who yeah.
well, at
everybody
first, maybe.
No. It spoke to them
mm-hmm.
and then people knew that that was cool. Like that right. niche group was yeah. like
it was yeah. a powerful group.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
cause that shit
and went. It was the streets.
Yeah.
It was the street culture. Yeah. It was, you know, we make the record, we shoot the video at home.
Mm-hmm. And you're showing the world now.
We're showing the world actual Virginia,
mm-hmm.
number one. The neighborhood we were in was the guys that I told you who taught me about Jay-Z. We go there.
Over there, yeah.
We go there to where they're from, to where they moved from to move next to me. They moved from that neighborhood,
right.
from over there to come over to my side where we were introduced to each other.
Yeah.
And the world just saw this. The world saw this.
The real thing.
The real everything about it. They saw the little girls dancing in the neighborhood. Then the hood just caught the nuances. I'm rapping. I'm sitting on a stove. It's it's all these nuances that only...
Nothing you casted. It was just like... It was
100%
casted. This was genuine.
Oh, my cousins went to school with a man by the name of Pee Wee Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
He's in my video.
Yep.
Pee Wee Kirkland, basketball star. Yep.
A beast.
Ex-drug dealer.
Right. He's a legend, man.
Legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
In this, I'll just let you look it up. But,
yeah.
you know, the stories are there. Yeah. But my cousin goes to school with him. They went to Norfolk State.
Got it.
Also, one of the guys I looked up to, they happened to know each other.
Right.
They're in my video. Yeah.
Right.
You know,
the point is those that know are like,
right.
yo, this is what's going on. And then the rest of us are catching on.
Just
now.
Like the music.
Yeah.
The rest of everybody just like the music.
Yeah.
And then when all these different pieces came
to
together, when people started like talking,
you
and
got an
saying,
explosion. It's an explosion. It's
like,
on.
Oh no,
yeah.
wait a minute. You know, they may have somebody who knows somebody who's like,
right.
oh, wait a minute, that's
so and so.
Why is he?
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, in Virginia?
Right.
The New York guys are in Virginia?
Yeah, man.
Oh, this is... Oh!
Yep. And then,
four and a half will get you in the game!
right, yeah.
Oh,
it's wild, yeah.
It all came together. It all came together, and it actually took... For that record to come to life, it took 9 months, right?
Uh-huh.
And
like baby, man.
Yeah, and I say that the tastemakers,
mm-hmm.
the influencers
sure.
for this record, right. were so strong. We noticed I was assigned to Arista Records
mm-hmm.
under LA Reid
yep.
at the time. And so we're there and I happened to walk in on an A&R meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And L.A. Reid is going through the roster
mm-hmm.
and he's going through the radio list of like just how the records are performing. So he's pretty upset. He's going crazy or whatever.
Right.
And then he says, and this shit, and he was like, and this shit, this grinding record, you know, this record has been at like 100 spins for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know goddamn well we didn't put any money on this record.
What the fuck is going on?
So
right?
therefore, that should tell you right now that the record has legs of its own.
Right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know what? If this record doesn't go, I'm firing the staff. So how about that?
Right, right. Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And like,
what a thing to walk in on.
And I walked in on this shit. I'm like,
because he's not powerful.
Yeah, yeah,
right. I'm like, no, like, is this happening right now? In front of me, I'm like, is he putting on for me or some shit?
Yeah.
Boom.
So they get behind it.
They
now.
Yeah, they leave the meeting. They leave the meeting, and that day was spent mapping out a promo tour for all of the artists who were on that list with our record, The Clips, being the centerpiece.
Obviously, because it's doing what it does by itself, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So
and they're gonna lose their jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So super focused.
It's like the perfect combination. Yeah.
So with that being the case, we left, I mean, you know, maybe 3 weeks later, and 3 weeks, we went on the road for 9 months.
Wow.
And I performed in front of every drug dealer in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they set up the tour for your... They knew. They figured it out.
They knew exactly who the fuck this was.
Yeah.
And I would like... I'd come into places and like... It'd be like a guy in his whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like 70 people.
Right.
And, you know, they pay us and like... We'd probably perform the record like 9 times.
Right.
And you know, it was just a record,
right?
Yeah,
and
because you had that was your joint. That was it.
That was all I had.
Yeah.
Like, you played the same thing 9 times.
9 fucking times, bro. And these guys,
bail.
And listen, and these guys would be like, "Yes, talk that shit, motherfucker!"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they're going crazy.
Yeah.
And man, by the end, like it'd be like 70 people. You could tell who was who. You could tell. I could see exactly who resonated with what we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
They all came. Yeah. They all came. Those guys all came
to
the show.
Yeah. Because you were talking their talk. You were speaking
talking
their language,
talk.
Man. Yeah.
I might have started with 70 in Milwaukee. By the time I ended up back on the East Coast in New York, at the end of the 9 months, man, it probably was 1,000 in the room.
Damn. Popping.
And the record was on fire.
Yeah. No, it was, man.
Like the record was on fire and the streets were on fire.
Uh-huh.
Like it was like...
Yeah.
Everybody knew it. Everybody understood. By the end of the 9 months, all of the cryptic codes of 4.5 will get you in the game and all the Pyrex talk, all of this shit had all been cracked.
Oh, yeah.
And
no, because kids in my neighborhood were singing it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
we knew what it was, man.
And if they didn't know at the beginning, they knew at the end and they acted like they knew.
Oh, yeah, exactly. For sure.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? The whole time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And it was... you know, that coupled with the video.
It's like the original, like, viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the original viral
vibe.
No, it went because, you know, because I'm talking from my experience of it, but it was like you were talking that talk, but it still could be a party record.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because even if you didn't understand what it was.
Yeah.
The beat was crazy. The beat was crazy and... It was a risk, man. I mean, you know, it was a big risk at the time because you got to remember too. Think about grinding, and then you think about every other record that the Neptunes had out at the time. Pharrell was singing on every other hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was so pretty. Everything was pretty.
And I was like, man, how? You know, even when he gave it to me, I'm like, so you're not gonna like? He was like, nah, that shit don't fit on this.
Right. Yeah.
He was like, you know, I'll say, you know, I'll do the intro and grind, and you know what I keep, you know, I'll play those little parts, but. Yeah. No, that's not what belongs on this record.
Right.
And I was dumbfounded at first because I'm like, well, Nelly just got you fucking, you did a whole,
yeah,
a whole croon session.
Yeah, you felt left out for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I need
this guy got that. And I'm like, you know, and listen.
But he knew what he was doing.
He knew exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, man.
And in hindsight, it's kind of like a compliment. It's like, you don't need me to do that.
Yeah. 100%.
But that's a testament to who you are. I mean, to me, you know, you're my friend, but as an artist, that's a testament to who you are. That, you know, I look at you now from album one to where we're at these days, and it's like, never faltered, never changed. You're just yourself always, no matter what. And that's love and that's respect to you as an artist, but as a man, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
it,
and no, it's humbling to be around somebody like that. he tells the world, suck my dick, this is me. You know what I'm saying? Like right. And that's it. And he does it, and he does it successfully. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, that's the, one of the greatest things. I respect you as a man.
Nah,
you know
thank saying? You, man.
Yeah, it's all love, bro.
And honestly, that, like, as far as my career goes, like, man, I think that's the most rewarding part of my career.
Sure.
Just being able to, like, do what I've been doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Since day one.
I don't have to chase that. Yeah. I'm not chasing a thing.
Okay. Like,
it's people, comfort.
It's the most comfortable thing in the world. Yeah. Not chasing a trend. I'm not chasing a hit.
Because if you're just
not having
yourself,
to.
You never have to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people change on their own. So if you're just yourself, like...
But the people connect to it because, you know, it shows in your success. It shows because I'm not fake. I'm me. I'm who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
and it
right.
shows, yeah.
Kids are fucking lie detectors.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you put something out and you don't mean it, the younger the kid, the quicker they get it.
No, they get it.
And
they
that's
get it,
like...
For sure.
Like, if you say one thing you don't mean...
Yeah.
They know it.
16-year-old kid is going to go, I'm done.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm out.
Well, listen, the rest is history, man. It's Pusha T. Thank you for coming out, man. We
Tracks
love
of
so
life.
Much. Tracks of life.
This was dope.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for coming, man.
Nah,
we love.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, dude.
Love, man. Bro.
It's so good.
Yeah, man.
He's such a good storyteller.
He is, bro. He came through for us, man.
I know. It's the first one we recorded.
Dude, he came prepared. Like, he was ready to go. He was like, what? Like, what do you mean?
He paints a good picture with those songs,
for
too.
Real,
like,
man.
It really shows the build of his career.
Yeah, and it makes sense, man.
He's a legend.
Big time, bro. Yeah. Yo, we got Cassie next week, though, man.
Yeah, we do.
She's so dope, man.